Hey, welcome back, Children of the Stars. This is our new home here on BBSRadio.com. I hope each and every one of you is enjoying, and we'll be back every other week to join us. We will be on every other Sunday, so the next time we're on will be August 5th, and Dr. Tori will be here this evening. As you, most of you know, he is on a much-needed vacation in his native country of France. So, without further ado, we do have a new home here, and we couldn't be happier. For those of you who were with us back in July 1st at our previous home, well, as you well know, things didn't go so well. Now, I don't really want to spend a great deal of time on the negative and whatnot, but sometimes when we deal with an individual that, and I'm going to incorporate the stars here, who has a Virgo's head and a dragon's tail, sometimes they just never comprehend the world of metaphysics and what I do, what Dr. Tori does, and all the other light workers out there. But I have no hard feelings, and I was going to go in and reveal his stars, but I'm not going to do that tonight because I'm about the love and the light. I wish him no harm. I wish him much years of success, and I'm very happy to be where I'm at. The stars played a big role in this, and I have to accept the changes in a positive manner, and so does Dr. Tori, and he said there's nothing's an accident. There are no accidents, only consequences, and this is actually a very good consequence. So no more dealing with young souls. It's all about the love here. Now, you must understand, though, folks, a year and a half ago when I went into this, knowing I was dealing with a very sectarian radio station. Now, what I mean by sectarian is I was dealing with a very political, progressive, liberal radio station. I'd be saying the same thing tonight if I was dealing with a conservative radio station. I want you to know that the two evils that plague this world are religion and politics. There's no getting around that. However, as the months went by at that radio station, everyone seemed to turn into an Obama bot. And I really don't like to say that, but in the last few weeks, that's all that's been crammed down our throats. Now, whatever, you know, there are a lot of people from in Dr. Tory's world and my world, and we come from all walks of life, whether we're Democrats or Republicans, whether we're conservatives or progressives. You have to remember something. We all bleed red. We all come from a race called the human race. We must never forget that, regardless of our petty differences. What I want to say is I don't think we're getting the bigger picture here. You see, whether it's the Illuminati or what you call Big Brother or whatever you want to call it, there's a secret agenda to keep the people divided. When people are become divided and angry with one another, it keeps the people dumbed down from the bigger picture. The bigger picture, I'm not quite sure what that is yet. But I do know that when people become divided and fight amongst each other, that is what happens. Now, I do, before I go on, I want to play you a clip from something, if I can bring it up. Now, remember, I'm new at this. This is my first show on this station. So I'm going to try and bring you up this YouTube clip. And I want to warn you, I tried very hard to censor this. But luckily, I'm at a station now where there's no censorship. There, he does drop the F-bomb, but I do want you to hear this speech because it's very important. The words he's choosing are pertinent, and if you like what you hear tonight, you can always tune into HBO at 10 o'clock for the HBO special called The Newsroom. I'm going to go ahead and play this clip now because it's incredible. Here we go.
Well, our Constitution is a masterpiece. James Madison was a genius. The Declaration of Independence is, for me, the single greatest piece of American writing. You don't look satisfied.
One's a set of laws and the other's a declaration of war. I want a human moment from you. What about the people? Why is America
not the greatest country in the world, Professor? That's my answer.
You're saying
yes.
Let's talk about
fine. Sharon, the NEA is a loser. Yeah, it accounts for a penny out of our paycheck, but he gets to hit you with it anytime he wants. It doesn't cost money. It costs votes. It costs airtime and column inches. You know why people don't like liberals? Because they lose. If liberals are so fucking smart, how come they lose so goddamn always?
Hey.
And with a straight face, you're going to tell students that America is so star-spangled awesome that we're the only ones in the world who have freedom? Canada has freedom. Japan has freedom. The UK, France, Italy, Germany, Spain, Australia, Belgium has freedom. So 207 sovereign states in the world, like 180 of them have freedom.
All right.
And yet you, sorority girl, just in case you accidentally wander into a voting booth one day, there's some things you should know. And one of them is, there is absolutely no evidence to support the statement that we're the greatest country in the world. We're 7th in literacy, 27th in math, 22nd in science, 49th in life expectancy, 178th in infant mortality, 3rd in median household income, number 4 in labor force, and number 4 in exports. We lead the world in only 3 categories. Number of incarcerated citizens per capita, number of adults who believe angels are real, and defense spending, where we spend more than the next 26 countries combined, 25 of whom are allies. Now, none of this is the fault of a 20-year-old college student, but you nonetheless are, without a doubt, a member of the worst period, generation, period, ever, period. So when you ask what makes us the greatest country in the world, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Yosemite? Sure used to be. We stood up for what was right. We fought for moral reasons. We passed laws, struck down laws for moral reasons. We waged wars on poverty, not poor people. We sacrificed. We cared about our neighbors. We put our money where our mouths were, and we never beat our chest. We built great big things, made ungodly technological advances, explored the universe, cured diseases, and we cultivated the world's greatest artists and the world's greatest economy. We reached for the stars, acted like men. We aspired to intelligence. We didn't belittle it. It didn't make us feel inferior. We didn't identify ourselves by who we voted for in the last election, and we didn't scare so easy. We were able to be all these things and do all these things because we were informed by great men, men who were revered. First step in solving any problem is recognizing there is one. America is not the greatest country in the world anymore. Enough?
All right. That was a news clip from the newsroom clip, the new HBO series. For those of you who are questioning it, I just want you to know that the actor that portrays that character is actually in the show a Republican and is very proud of his home and country. So I'm not trying to put a damper on anything, but if we continue to point fingers at one another and not work together for humanity, this is what will happen, a constant battle for who's right and who's wrong in a world where we need more love than hate right now. I'm not trying to be negative, but in lieu of what has taken place in Aurora, Colorado, it really disturbs me. I don't care whether you're a conservative against a liberal, a Tea Party, or against a progressive. This is a convenient way of distracting us and keeping us dumbed down. You must all remember, Democrats and Republicans are a two-headed, one-party system. I knew about religion and how evil and dirty it was long ago. It took me a little longer to see the light with politics, probably because before I studied with Dr. Torrey, I was a staunch Democrat. Now I'm an independent progressive, if there's even such a thing as that kind of political party. I don't affiliate myself with neither party. I think we need more people voted in by the people for people not voted in by the people and paid off to the highest contributor of campaign funding, whether it's Mobil, Exxon, the Koch brothers, it's all corporate. And even in the liberal world, you've got MSNBC that's owned by General Electric, and I could go on and on and on. It's all a dirty game, and politics is a dirty, dirty game. Don't feed into the evil of it. That's all I'm saying. I do want to talk a little bit about the shooter in Colorado, but before I get into that, I do feel like I left a lot of you on July 1st very short-changed, especially when we do their monthly horoscope for everybody for the month, and we are still in the month of July, which means we are still under the house of Cancer, and this lunation will mature in your first house right on you. You must take care of yourself because the stars want you to live a long, long and steady life, Cancer. Lots of progressive changes are happening and also on your partnership area, but you'll need to let go of the past and start fresh, possibly with someone new. The stars will be with you after the next new moon, and taking chances will bring its rewards. People will admire your beauty, your gentleness, and your energy. As a whole, you become more magnetic to the world. Avoid worrying about food and health. Don't overexercise. A better health often comes from better attitude with life in general. Make the needed changes to improve your physical and spiritual life, and all will be fine. So, happy birthday to all you Cancers out there celebrating a birthday. I do want to go over a few notes with you that Dr. Torrey wanted me to reiterate to everybody. I don't know if you were able to hear his last radio show from Las Vegas. I can't remember the name of the show or the call letters. But I found this very interesting. We are going into a Platonic phase starting on July 27th. It goes all the way to July 31st. That would be an awful long Platonic phase. My God, I wouldn't wish that on anybody. Pardon me. July 27th through July 31st, we are going through a Platonic phase. Now, for those of you who know Dr. Torrey's work well, this won't shock you. Olympic security firm GS4 may lose $77 million over guard shortfall. Now, the contractors responsible for providing security guards for the Olympic Games said Saturday it stands to lose this amount of money because it did not recruit enough staff less than 2 weeks before the opening of the London Games. Dr. Torrey reiterated this on his radio show. I'm going to reiterate it again. There's possible danger here with the Platonic phase going into effect and this happening with the Olympics. I'm just going to hold up moon power here and just I want to give you a rundown of something. The rulers, of course, are Pluto, which represent tragedy, sex, and secrets, and along with Jupiter representing foreigners and law enforcement, which makes total sense. But it does say events. This is a particularly destructive time, even in a good moon. And he wants everyone to be aware of everything around you and your loved ones. Expect the weather to become harsh as well. This also pertains to lots of people will die under this Platonic rule, and those who had a significant life will also have a significant departure. So someone very famous may be passing in the next week and a half. This is the same energy that may also remove a famous public figure in a secret way where drugs, sex, and rock and roll are never far away. This also rules the police force, and it makes perfect sense that going under a Platonic phase and such a high intensity of people coming to the Olympic Games that we will see some of the ugliest things try and take place in London. So we need to say a little prayer and pray that everyone is safe and that there are no terrorist attacks because this is very highly probable on the agenda of some of the evildoers out there. If you do want to call in, please do. The phone line here is 530 513-5011. Once again, that's 530-413-5011. And the lines are toll-free numbers, which is a nice treat. It's toll-free, so you no longer have to pay for calls like you did before when you used to call in to my other show. Before I get into the shooter, and I do want you guys to call in. I would love feedback from some of the other Cosmic Coders. I was talking to someone that is a Cosmic Coder earlier, Linda, same name as myself, had some incredible knowledge. I do hope she takes this opportunity to give a call, whether it's on Skype or on the regular number that I just called out. Once again, that's 530-413-5011. There is an SOS to the world that Dr. Torrey posted for August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. This is CNN before it happens, pretty much. And whatever your political preferences are with Barack Obama, I voted for him. I'll probably vote for him again because I don't want to regress back in time 50 years with the other candidate. I have no other choice. Regardless of what you think of him, he is a father, a devoted father. I know he loves his children, and he's a good husband. It's time for you to say a little prayer for him and his safety. FBI and the U.S. Department of Homeland Security are very unconscious of the Cosmic Code's jurisdictions, but the president will have very bad stars coming against him August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, and August 19th, 20th, and 21st. Now, I hate to be negative, but, you know, the stars don't lie, okay? This is a warning. If there's anyone out there listening to me tonight that happens to know the president, is affiliated with his cabinet members, anything, it would be much appreciated if you got this message to him. Doesn't mean you're going to, but you must understand that President Obama inherited a very altruistic, original, vulnerable karmic UCI, and this makes him appear very weird or radical, especially to some radio hosts out there that are lacking cosmic consciousness, or what a soul truly needs to bring about real changes on this messed up world. Again, you must realize this is coming from a person's perspective who is from France. He does not vote in this country. He's not political nor religious. But he's just trying to get his message out there because he doesn't want you to feed into the subconscious fears that make you feel, think, behave like another unconscious peon to the stars. He takes no sides and only translates the cosmic code. Your reasons, choices, drive, beliefs, fears make perfect sense to you alone as much as someone else's views are totally different or set by his or own natal birth print, something you may not realize just yet out there in cosmic code world. Life is a constant process of change because it is part of life itself. To move forward in the human experience and owning cosmic consciousness will also allow you to think outside of the earthly, scientific, political, or religious human affairs. So with that being said, say a prayer for the president. I very much fear for his safety. A couple of weeks ago, I did go to a speech with President Joe Biden. I got the tickets free. Obviously, I would never pay money for an event like this, but I happened to get them free, so I went because I thought it'd be something interesting to see. And as I was sitting there and I was thinking of the warnings that Dr. Torrey's posted and whatnot, I thought, could it be strange if I was sitting here getting ready to look at the next president of the United States? I never used to say that on my other radio show. I proceeded with a lot of caution. But if we don't start sending some good vibes and some good energy to Barack Obama, President, Vice President Joe Biden may just be our next president. And it won't be by election. It'll be by tragedy. I don't mean to bring the doom and the gloom. This is reality, though. And if you choose to keep your head buried in the sand and say, oh, we're negative and we're this and we're that, well, that's you burying your head in the sand. It's not my plan to sit here and report negative news. It's not Dr. Tory's plan to sit here and report negative news, but we are all under the jurisdiction of our stars, including President Barack Obama. So send out some good energy, because regardless of what you think of him politically, he's still a human being. He's a good father and a good husband. Send some good energy his way. All right. On to the tragedy in Colorado. I really hope some of you call in. 530-413-5011. Just a little rundown for you about this gentleman that went completely mental, as I call it, the other day. James Holmes, date of birth, December 13th, 1987. What I do know about him from what the reports that are coming in now state that he isn't cooperating. He has lawyered up and is not talking to anybody. I have talked to other people that say the government knows a lot more about what's going on than they're letting on to. There was a clip I wanted to play, but I'm not able to play it. I will throw a shout out to where I got the clip from so that you can go to that Facebook page and see that clip. I got this from another radio host who's a friend of Dr. Tory's, Clyde Lewis with Ground Zero Radio. If you go to his Facebook page, you'll scroll down and you'll be able to see a clip of an eyewitness who said, and I'm going to repeat this since I cannot play the clip for you. A person said that they saw a gentleman sitting in the front row get a phone call. He answered that phone call, got up, walked out the door, the side emergency exit. Several minutes later, this other gentleman, James Holmes, entered and did his little show, which everybody thought was part of the movie, and his reign of terror began. There's a lot of factors that go into his UCI. Now, just keep in mind, I pulled his UCI off Kepler software. I double-checked some things after corresponding with some cosmic coders. And we're dealing with a natural-born killer. And here's why. First of all, his dragon's head is in Pisces and his tail is in Virgo. Well, I have a dragon's head in Pisces and a tail in Virgo. That does not mean that all of you out there with this dragon's head and tail placement are killers. Not in the least bit. Obviously, the ones who have a dragon's head in Pisces and a tail in Virgo and do good things, well, we're swimming upstream. There's other factors that went into this. And second one is he had a Pluto in Scorpio. We all know a Pluto in Scorpio represents, and I'm going to read this to you. Pluto in Scorpio, here the negative obsession centered with jealousy, resentment, revenge, death, legacy, and sex. Regeneration is reached with research, psychic powers, corporate endeavors, and spiritual exploration. So what this means is doesn't mean just because someone has Scorpio in Pluto in their chart means that they're a killer. That's not what it means. I know a lot of people who have that placement and they're nothing of the sort. But there's a couple of different factors that go into place here. First of all, his moon is in Virgo. With his moon being in Virgo and his dragon's tail being in Virgo, well, you're producing some of the most negative energy possible. Moon in Virgo creates people that are very picky and very fussy. A moon in Virgo represents someone who doesn't like a lot of dirt, possibly doesn't like animals, doesn't want to have a pet because they're dirty, they shed, they have hair. here's another factor. Mars in Scorpio is also another lineup in his chart. When you have this, anytime you have Scorpio in your chart, you're either the lizard or the eagle. You could soar like an eagle, like most of my Scorpio friends out there are. Or you can be the lizard, like Mr. Holmes was. In this case, he was definitely the lizard. This position can either be positive or negative. And on this negative note, this position induces the destructive emotions of an abusive behavior. A black or white attitude is often present and translates into either I kill you or you kill me. Not going to be a happy medium. This is not an enemy to have in any way, shape, or form. Okay, so we've got Mars in Scorpio, Pluto in Scorpio, Virgo moon, dragon's tail in Virgo, and we also have Saturn in Sagittarius. Here, the soul nurtures a fear of foreigners and foreign lands. He may avoid traveling. An avid consumption of religious material is seen as the only truth and produces a fear of ever expanding the mind. This goes into Sagittarius and the codification of thought. The soul needs to realize the limits of the codification of thought and the damage religious poisoning can do to himself and to others. What is written and accepted by truth by majority does not mean it is true. Saturn in Sagittarius struggles with this fear to expand and seek to free itself from spiritual limitations. In extreme cases, the soul is totally reluctant to expand outside of the scriptures and becomes a righteous promoter of religious material. Now, I am assuming, and I'm not positive here, that he had somewhat of a religious background. I do know that his mother was a nurse. Maybe he, at a young age, was under a lot of prescription drugs. You know, some children are put on crazy antidepressants because their parents don't realize that that's pure poison. There's a lot of other factors that go into place here. He also had a Neptune in Capricorn, and you have to understand that Capricorn rules structure, command, organization, and all matters related to the government at large. Like Virgo and Taurus, this earth element will bring particularly to the affairs ruled by Neptune. Now, on a negative note, folks, the key word for Capricorn is the devil, and I abuse. That's the key word. Thus, the use of Neptune's most deceiving powers, which is religion, is used to enforce a form of mental discipline to the masses. In doing so, this brings the option to establish more control for the powerful ruling lawmakers, government executives. The structuring power of Capricorn can also be used through Neptune's artistic values and produce highly structured classical art or opera singers. And that's the positive. This gentleman operated solely on his negative stars. And I know when Dr. Torrey comes back, he'll plug his birthday in and he will give you more insight to what this guy is, what he is. But as a student, and this is from a student's perspective, he's a natural born killer and he's got the perfect, makeup to create a killer. He's got the moon in Virgo. He's got Mars in Scorpio. He's got Saturn in Sagittarius. He's got Uranus in Sagittarius. He's also got Pluto in Scorpio, with the north node being in Pisces and the tail being in Virgo. He planned this out meticulously, just like a Virgo. Virgos are meticulous. Virgos plan things out. Everything has their place and order. And it took many months of planning, but he did it. What I don't understand, if Big Brother is watching us so much, wouldn't it raise a red flag that someone's ordered, 6,000 rounds of ammo? I mean, wouldn't that raise some suspicion to what this person was doing? I mean, let's face it, this was a one-man arsenal. He was a full assault team, from the get-up he had to all the tear gas. And, I mean, just psycho. I don't know how else to put it. Natural-born killer. From my understanding, he hated the cops. Now, here's another interesting aspect of his chart. Since he was born in December, even though his dragon's head was in Pisces and his tail was in Virgo, that is his natal dragon. We have a couple of different dragons in our chart. We have the natal, we have the hidden, and then we have the one that moves through our housing system every 18 months. If you look at the one that's moving through his housing system every 18 months, you can clearly see that the dragon's head was in his first house of self and soul's purpose. Okay, now usually with a lot of my Sagittarian friends, this is a positive. I know a lot of Sagittarius that are seeing good things happen in their life. In this aspect, the tail was residing in his seventh house of partnerships and contracts. So this makes me wonder if he had a relationship that broke up. You know, I've gotten feedback from people saying, was he gay? Maybe he was gay. Well, it doesn't matter whether he's gay or not. A relationship is a relationship. So maybe he broke up with someone and this has set him, you know, right off his trolley, so to speak. As my English grandmother would say, he was completely off his trolley. I don't know. I just don't know what to think of this. And I know when Dr. Torrey gets back, he'll give more insight. But I'm concluding with definitely some religious poisoning and upbringing. Who knows? If you guys want to call in, let me throw those numbers out there once again. 503-413-5011 is the phone lines. And it is a toll-free number. So give a call. Give me some feedback on this. I would love to play you the clip, but I don't think I'm going to be able to. I just learned, and like I said, this is our first show, and next week, in 2 weeks, Dr. Torrey will be on with me. Things should go a little bit smoother, as Dr. Torrey is a little more used to doing these Skype and internet shows as to where I'm kind of from the old world, as I call it. Of radio and the dinosaur of radio, where I'm used to having a control panel in front of me, a big old mic, and a whole bunch of different buttons to press, and I got to take a break at this time and at that time, and all these interesting things come into play. And I have to tell you, it's actually quite exciting to be doing this, because I have this little thing down below, and it's like my control panel, and I'm getting feedback from the guys that control the BBS website and whatnot, and they message me, let me know what to do. And I didn't realize that there's something I want to play. I need to copy and paste it in order for you guys to hear it. I tried very hard to do the other one, and it doesn't seem to be coming through. Let me see if I can share this one with you. I'm going to copy and paste it and see if they can get it up. I hope it's the right one. If it's not, I want to throw out my apologies now. Like I said, I'm new at this, and this is my first try out the gate. So let's see if the guys at the other end will be able to play this. This is from CNN. It's not the clip I wanted to play.
Corbin Dates was inside theater number 9 when the shots rang out shortly after midnight. Corbin, you there?
Yes, I am.
Corbin, did you have an opportunity to hear Chief Oates a few moments ago during that news conference?
I'm sorry, it's kind of hard to hear you. Can you say that again for me, please?
I asked if you had an opportunity to hear Chief Oates a few moments ago during the news conference.
I've only got to hear bits and pieces of it. The noise around me was so loud, but I was present to see it, though.
Talk to me a little bit about what you saw and what you heard there inside the theater.
What I heard basically was the casualties of how many were injured, which totaled out to a number of 71. The number total of deceased was 12, and I just couldn't believe the numbers, and believing that I was there when it happened, it's just something you can't erase.
You were inside the theater. Talk to me about precisely what happened when you were sitting there.
When I was sitting in the theater, it was supposed to be just a casual hangout night with my good friend. I arrived early, waiting for her to get there. And when I went there, I grabbed a seat. The only seats that were available was either the first row or the second row. I chose to sit in the second row, about precisely four seats away from the aisle. And everything seemed normal. I noticed the guy walked in from into the auditorium, sat into the very front row to the far right, and he seemed like a normal person. He wouldn't suspect anything at all. He got a phone call, and most people, when they get phone calls in theaters, they go straight out into the lobby to answer it. This person went directly to the emergency exit to take his phone call, which I thought was unusual. He seemed like he had his foot propped open by the door, and from the crack, it looked like he was signaling somebody or looking for somebody to come his way. I didn't think nothing of it, so I went back to watching the trailers. My friend had informed me that she had arrived to the location, so I went and met with her and brought her back to the theater. Batman started about 15 to 20 minutes into the movie. The emergency door swings open. A guy walks in, probably about 5'8", 5'9", walks in. He's wearing all black, a helmet, a gas mask, and he is wearing armor, black armor. He looks like he has a gun strapped around his neck. And he threw something into the audience. I had no idea what it was, but when it went off, it was some type of gas canister. And it wasn't a friendly gas. I realized it was a really serious situation because it was hard to breathe. And immediately, I went to the floor, and not after 2 seconds of it exploding, gunshots started going off into the auditorium.
Corbin, did he appear to be aiming, or was he spraying? Could you tell?
I couldn't tell exactly if he was particularly aiming at somebody or if he was just randomly picking people. I couldn't tell.
Other eyewitnesses that we've heard from throughout the day, they've said that they did not hear him say anything before or during the shooting. Did you hear him say anything?
No, I did not hear this person say anything at all. He just came right into the auditorium and the worst happened.
Based on your description, what you just described in terms of what he was wearing, did you think that he was dressed as a character in the movie? What did you make of what he was wearing?
I thought that this person was a true fan of the Batman movie and that he came in just to pull a stunt to give the crowd, to give the audience a huge thrill. Turns out it was not that situation at all. It was the complete opposite. And it's, like I said, a horrible memory that I can't forget.
And you were okay, I understand.
Yeah, I was amazed. I had no idea being that close to him, 5 feet in front of me, in front of the audience, and not taking a single bullet. I have no idea how that came to be. I immediately went to the ground, and the people in front of me went to the ground as well. I was calm, and I was focused on trying to get the people ahead of me to stay calm, to draw less attention, so that the gunman would not come to us.
How long did all of this play out?
Any idea? Fire shots alone. I'm sorry.
Any idea how long from the time that canister was thrown until the time that you managed to get out of the theater? How much time elapsed?
I would like to possibly 30 minutes, maybe a little more. But the gunshots itself, probably maybe 15 to 20 minutes.
Okay. Corbin Dates. Corbin, thank you so much, sir. I appreciate your time.
All right. And that was not the clip I wanted to play, but the clip that I was my backup, so to speak, just in case things didn't work out. Now that I know how things operate around here, I'm getting used to everything, and it only took an hour show. See how we learn from experience? Sometimes you just have to dive right in and do it. And on here, I was making a mountain out of a molehill. For the last couple hours, I was kind of freaking out, going, what the heck am I doing? I don't know what I'm doing. And now that I'm doing it, I realize, was that all there was to it? That was easy. Anyway, for those of you who are just joining me and are new to some of Dr. Torrey's work, Dr. Torrey is an astropsychologist, a healer. He has his own healing studio in Phoenix, Arizona. Just to give you a little rundown about me, there's some of you that don't know anything about me, just joining, want to know who and what I am. I've been a student of Dr. Torrey since 2006. I was actually a person who did not believe in anything he said. I thought he was a charlatan. I thought he was this. I thought he was that. It's amazing how one of his predictions, my mother found him on Coast to Coast many years ago and wanted me to investigate him. I thought, oh my God, what has she gotten herself into? Who is this guy? And I tried, you know, I investigated him and I didn't put a whole lot of faith in what he'd said. Then I read his Moon Power for 2006 and an SOS to the World. And there was something that he posted on August 29th and 30th of August 2006, and it pertained exactly to Hurricane Katrina. And once I saw that on TV and I saw his predictions, I thought, all right, he's on to something. He's got a gift. It was a few years later I had a life reading and became a student. I'm soon to graduate as a licensed astropsychologist myself. You can also go to my website, www.cosmiccoderadio.com, and I do student readings for $25. They're not as elaborate as Dr. Torrey's. Like I said, I'm a student. I do everything old school, and I take it, as I call it, Nostradamus style. I don't have his software, but I incorporate a lot of things into your reading. This readings are not for people who have had life readings from Dr. Torrey or have done progressives. I am not for you. You are an advanced soul and you expect a lot more material. I am for the person who is interested in learning a little bit more about the stars, learning a little bit more about Dr. Torrey, and learning a little bit more about themselves. I cover your planet alignments, where planets reside in your chart. I cover your natal dragon, and I cover your sun sign, and I explain a little bit more about yourself. That's about the rundown of it. I do not do a tape like Dr. Torrey does. It's strictly typed out. Each and every reading is individual and different because each and every one of us has a unique and individual UCI. We are all different, and we all vibrate on a very different level. And the ones that are listening tonight, you vibrate on a different level. That's why you're here this evening. I didn't mean to go political in the beginning of the show, but when I watched that show, I thought, this is an incredibly new show from HBO with a very good point. Point is, the media should be reporting the real news and not puff pieces on the Kardashians or what so-and-so is wearing. Real, true media. Unscripted, untampered with, true media. And that's why I like this new show that's on HBO. And I know I keep plugging it a lot, but I didn't want to go too political. But for those of you who know me, you know that I'm an environmentalist and I will fight the hard fight for Mother Earth. I will never stop fighting for the plight of the Native Americans and the indigenous people, as their rights are always being violated, and I have to bring awareness to that. Dr. Torrey knows my stars, and he's forgiving of that, and he lets me do my thing. I will have guests on in the future when he is not on. Keep in mind, I am very selective about the guests that I do have on the show, because we don't want guests that feed into fears in people. We don't want to bring fear to people. Even though what I told you about Barack Obama's stars may freak some people out. That's it. We go with the love and the light. I think my time is just about up. I'm not sure. I'm hoping we close out with a little bit of music from the Native American Ten Commandments, but I don't know if we're going to be able to do that. Let's see.
Oh,
been great. In a few weeks, be safe. Peace and love. I'm out of here.